This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're joined by Mr. David Weaver, the CEO of Afex BioCleanse Systems, a sanitization solutions company focused on the development and distribution of non-toxic and water-based sanitization and disinfection products trademarked as High IQ Water. And Mr. Weaver, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, I'm glad to be with you, Eric, this morning.
And we're certainly grateful for your time and thanks for coming out. So for starters, how has cleaning and sanitization changed because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Super question. If you've been into any of the retail outlets, you'll notice that there's been a pandemic, as I call it, of mostly illegal alcohol-based hand sanitizers and hard surface cleaners. The majority of that product came from mostly China, and people were so scared they just bought anything they could get their hands on. And even in the United States, there was tequila hand sanitizers. I don't know if you've smelled it, but I'm sure I know I have. But probably everybody on your show has smelled this weird-looking alcohol that they put on their hands, and they go, "Wow, that's like tequila." So we had a lot of false starts with the FDA. They approved almost everything at the start, and then now they've clamped down really, really hard on everybody. What's nice about our product is we're not alcohol-based; we're water-based. That's why we call it High IQ Water. It's something unique, and now we're starting to see I would call a classic consumer revolt, where everybody is sick and tired of alcohol. They want something better, and that's where we fit as a company right now here. At the conclusions of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're well positioned to help consumers feel good about sanitization.
Well, I'm sure for the most part, this is shocking information. It certainly is quite interesting. Looking forward to hearing more now. Your company has created a cleansing substance called High IQ Water. What is that and what does it do?
Well, it's High IQ is an abbreviation for hyperionic quotient. That's hard to say three times quick. So we abbreviated it, and it's a really nice slogan for us, High IQ Water. Our water is based on the inclusion of the hydrogen ion into the actual high IQ water. So the hydrogen ion is dramatically attached through a process, trade secret process, to water droplets. You know, there's H3O, H5O, H7O5, and other combinations. But what's unique about the way I created high IQ water is that I'm the first person to ever figure out a way to make a hydrogen ion stick long-term to a water droplet. The process is relatively simple. The outcome is relatively unique for the world of sanitization. And in fact, it's the first sanitization improvement since the invention of chlorine in 1774. By a guy named Carl Schlaley. And what's different about high IQ water versus chlorine? Chlorine has a half-life of about 241 days. High IQ, I have not found the half-life. There is no half-life. You can freeze it, you can bring it up to the boiling temperature, and that hydrogen ion still sticks to the water. The only thing that makes the exchange of to kill germs is the exchange of the hydrogen ion into the germs itself. It pierces the cell wall and causes what we know as lysis or death. So that's how it works.
And thanks for that fine explanation. That certainly does help in a big way. Now, why is high IQ water better than alcohol-based hand sanitizers that most of the world is using? Is it more effective?
Well, let's look at alcohol, for instance. You've seen all the alcohol sanitizers that are out there mostly say kills 99.9% of germs. Well, you know, you have to look at the way that was tested. It was done 40, 45 years ago. They didn't take very many germ cell colonies. And so if you take a small amount of germs and then you try to kill them, you get a low rate, 99.9%. And something that's missing that doesn't go on the bottle, greater than 70% alcohol products, you have to keep on your hands for 2 to 10 minutes to get that 99.9% kill rate. I don't know the last time you put 70% alcohol in your hands for 10 minutes. It's not pleasant. So with IAQ, the way it comes out as a foam, you put it on your hands. Your hands will dry within 10 to 15 seconds, depending on the humidity. It's very refreshing. There's no sting, no smell, and all the germs on your hands are dead. We've done extensive clinical testing with third-party labs to prove our overall effectiveness. And, you know, we're one of the few products where we have tested our product against a high IQ product against, like, C. diff spores, MRSA, and many other germs that aren't even touched by alcohol. Alcohol cannot kill C. diff spores, and it won't touch MRSA. In fact, because alcohol is made from grain and it's like a sugar, it's actually a food source for many of the germs. So once it dries, now it becomes a food source. So all you're doing is helping the germs to multiply on your skin. When you're through with high IQ, they're all dead. There's nothing to multiply.
That is quite amazing, and that right there says it all. Today we're with David Weaver, the CEO of Aphex BioCleanse Systems, a sanitization solutions company focused on the development and distribution of non-toxic and water-based sanitization and disinfection products, trademarked as High IQ Water, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what kind of studies have you done on High IQ Water to make sure it really works?
Well, we've done third-party clinical studies against a lot of pathogens, and the results have been overwhelmingly and statistically proven that we are in the 99.999% range, which is better than 4 log on just about every pathogen we had. We've also taken the high IQ water and done some, testing with to show if there was irritation on skin, the eyes, whether there be any adverse effects to that. And we were shown to not have any. One of the neat things that I do for people to prove that high IQ water is really safe is I will actually drink a glass of it. Kind of freaks people out, but, you know, I just want to show people that it is extremely safe. So if it's kept in your cupboard and young child goes after it under 3 years old, they don't know. They'll drink it. There's no harm. There's no poisons. There's no pesticide. There will be no after effects. We don't recommend that happens, but we all know that even with alcohol, kids will grab a bottle of hand sanitizer and drink it to get high. So we're in the business of trying to revolutionize hand sanitizing, surface cleaning. One of the things that wasn't mentioned here, we're in the process of looking at different water treatment plants to replace chlorine, and I think that's going to be very successful. We're also looking at the agricultural business, because one of the things that high IQ water does, and the hydrogen ion, and its physical reaction with pests like fire ants, mosquitoes, flies, any kind of bug, yellow jackets, wasp. Our product, once it touches it, the high IQ, once they get exposed to it, they're dead. And the reason for that is all pests have what's called exoskeletons. They don't have skin. So we found out that the hydrogen ion will pierce their exoskeleton and cause death. One of the nice things about that, too, in the agriculture business, if you can replace all those poisons and pesticides to keep our vegetables and fruit and everything else out there from being destroyed by pests, you can spray our stuff on there. It won't hurt anything. And the bugs don't learn you know, they're dead immediately. So they don't learn how to react to poison and put up some natural defenses. So that's one of the benefits of our product. You can use it on your hands. You can go out and spray it on bugs in your yard, and they're dead too.
And Mr. Weaver, thanks for the thorough coverage on that. And you're really going the extra mile to get into some of the details there. Now, what would you say to someone who says that you need alcohol to kill germs? What's your response in that regard?
Well, alcohol has been around for a long time, just like chlorine. But high IQ is an advancement in the arena of sanitization, and it's something that you shouldn't overlook. It's very beneficial to you. Taking and storing alcohol is not a good thing wherever it is. Opportunistic people will use it for reasons they shouldn't. With high IQ water, it's water. I mean, you know, if you throw alcohol on somebody, that's one thing. If you throw water on somebody, that's another thing. So it's very extremely safe, considering everything that alcohol, you know, and when it burns really hot too. And that's something that people shouldn't ever try to do is light alcohol. That's just terrible. Safety concerns. So,
well, it certainly does make a lot of sense. And Mr. Weaver, we really do appreciate all you're doing in the space on behalf of Aphex BioCleanse Systems with your trademarked product, High IQ Water. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, anything else you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, the only thing I would like to share is that please expose yourself to the good properties and things that we've done. Our website, certainly apexus.com, has a lot of detail on there, specifically about the third-party clinical tests we've done. We're also a lot of information on there on how to contact us to see if you want to buy the product or distribute the product. And what we're looking to do is come out with a slogan. So everybody knows, so when you see a product that says powered by High IQ, you will know that it's this technology. It's unique. It's the only one in the world, and it's going to stay here. It's going to help us all live better lives.
Again, Mr. Weaver, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Again, folks, for more details, visit aphexus.com. Mr. Weaver, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And you're more than welcome, and you have a great one as well. We've been speaking with Mr. David Weaver, the CEO of Aphex BioCleanse Systems, a sanitization solutions company focused on the development and distribution of non-toxic and water-based sanitization and disinfection products trademarked as High IQ Water. And for all the details, visit aphexus.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.